The first convention is that the type of property is defined as the interface. So what do we get if we apply this convention? If the type of property is interface, CSAR2 can automatically set the object implementing the interface to the property. This function corresponds to the auto-wiring by type in Spring. I'll explain later about the situation when CSAR2 can't specify one object because several objects implement the same interface. Moreover, if the property name and the object name are the same and the object is settable to the property, CSAR2 can automatically set the object to the property. That function corresponds to the auto-wiring by name in Spring. CSAR2 can perform the automatic binding of property in default. When CSAR2 can't automatically set a proper object, we have the following choices: give an exception, give a warning, or ignore it. The default gives a warning.